Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm here with Mark Furman, partner at Tarlow, Breed, Hart & Rogers, the host today of our legal show. Mark, great to be with you.
Nice to be with you, Mark.
Thank you. We have Brian Waller, who's the founder of Sequel Law, with us in the studio. Brian, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Brian, could you tell us more about Sequel Law and what you do?
Sure. So I started the firm in August this year after spending over 15 years in finance and accounting and operations for technology companies, and chose to practice family law because it's very finance-oriented, and as well as bankruptcy. So, you know, those are definitely strengths that I could rely on because I didn't come into this with a lot of legal experience. A lot of experience in the business world and establishing a business. However, the actual legal practice is where my learning curve is.
Excellent. Well, you know what we've found, and it was interesting, as law firms have evolved, like Mark's firm, is entrepreneurs and different types of businesses, they really need help in family law, and they really can appreciate somebody having an understanding of what they're going through. And I think the fact that you have been in their shoes has been helpful. Have you found that to be when you've talked to people?
Yeah, and I think we definitely take an approach of conciliation. I'm a mediator as well. So it's something where I'm not the right attorney if you want to litigate every issue. But if you want to, you know, come to an agreed settlement or modify a divorce agreement or custody agreement, you know, that's definitely something where we fit in well. And I think we're very, and we try to be very relatable and genuine. We've been fortunate to have a lot of great clients. And I've had a few that I've learned lessons from so far. And it's been, every one is a learning experience, and I'm looking forward to, you know, continuing that. And we've been able to grow quickly by, you know, offering just some flexibility to customers.
Let me ask you something. Do you find, though, the skills, like, for example, when, again, focused on mediation, do you find that your negotiation skills and bringing people together and, like, doing deals correlates well with what you did prior to the law, and as well as your financial understanding when you're looking at structuring settlements and looking at the financials of the parties?
Yeah, definitely. I think one of those key things is really just having the just general years of experience. So being able to be calm in situations like that and try to, you know, avoid significant conflict. So I think just kind of having that bigger picture view and kind of keeping people focused on the bigger picture and, you know, explaining to someone that they can absolutely, you know, negotiate or continue to fight about this point. But at the end of the day, they're really fighting over $250, and it's going to probably already cost them more than that to, you know, to resolve it. So some things are just better left, you know, as
Brian, how have you gone about building your practice?
So started initially with some pro bono clients through Community Legal Aid, and from there started working with a couple different lead services. We've had a lot of success working with Unbundled Attorney, which is a service that is focused on limited assistance representation, and really gives clients, most of their clients are looking to hire an attorney for a specific area or a specific piece of their case. With that said, though, a lot of those clients retain us for their full engagement. I think a lot of people enter those discussions cautiously, and you know, they don't want to spend a lot of spend a lot of money. But once they have a better understanding of the process, and they kind of build that trust with us, that they just want us to take the whole engagement and represent them.
What separates you from other people in your field? Like, again, it looks like you're focused really in that mediation lane, but I also know that you do bankruptcy work too.
Mm-hmm.
How do you connect the dots there for these two specialties?
Yeah, so it's really my background in accounting, and you know, bankruptcy is obviously very finance driven, but divorce is as well. For a lot of people, it's the biggest financial transaction they'll ever do in their life. So having an attorney that understands the numbers and can speak knowledgeably about those is, I think, something that sets us apart. There's a lot of attorneys that know the law much better than I do around divorce. However, being able to knowledgeably speak about, you know, the actual numbers, there's,
right.
you know, there's not, you know, a ton of difference in what's going to happen in the sequence of events in the court or negotiating a settlement. But understanding the end result of those numbers will make a big difference to them.
I think when people are getting involved in a family law situation, a lot of times they don't realize the costs. I mean, because it's so emotional. Do you find that by having an understanding of numbers and by sitting down, and obviously you have a very calm demeanor, you can sort of like talk to the parties about that so they can anticipate in terms of what the financial implications will be of not only starting a divorce but long term?
Yeah, and for a lot of people, it's a very sobering discussion because it forces them to take a hard look at their finances. And it's uncomfortable for them to look at, you know, at the end of the day, they may not have, you know, they may live in a beautiful house with a great income, but, you know, have a lot of debt and are going to struggle to maintain two households. So it's, you know, it's something that people have kind of a shocking realization once you talk them through that. But I think also we are able to give them the confidence that a lot of people go through this, and you know, it's going to be rough, but they'll be fine coming out the other side, and that's what we try to reinforce.
Excellent.
So, you know, I think of it as kind of a business legal transaction on one side of it, and then this emotional, difficult separation that goes on. So family law to me requires knowledge about the finances, knowledge about the law, and great knowledge about psychology. Have you found that to be the case?
Yeah, definitely. And it's getting easier and easier to read those cues early on to determine if someone is going to be difficult to support and if they're going to be someone that wants to just fight with their ex out of spite, and you know, that will be a continued battle. And in those situations, being able to set the expectation with them that, you know, we can work with them, but there's, you know, a consequence to the way they proceed. And the more conflict there is, the more court appearances there are, will greatly impact what they end up paying for their divorce. And, you know, it can be something where, you know, it doesn't exceed our initial estimate, or it could be four or five times our initial estimate because of the way they proceed. And it's, you know, we make
and
it clear
that. And their spouse proceeds.
Yes.
They only get to control their decision making.
Correct. But we make it clear that, you know, we're going to support them throughout the process, but they, you know, have a lot of input on the direction it goes.
Excellent. Well, Brian, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. If our audience wants to reach you, how could they do?
So our website is sequellaw.com, and all the information is there. Our office is in Westboro, Massachusetts.
Phone number
is 508-986-9966. And, you know, happy to, we offer a free consultation, so we're always happy to talk to potential new clients and answer questions just, you know, out of, you know, kind of goodness to the community.
Excellent. Well, great. We appreciate you having this input on our show today and coming to our show today. This is Mark Z. I've had the pleasure of being with Mark Furman, who's hosting on behalf of Tarlow, Breed, Hart & Rogers Radio Entrepreneurs, and we will be right back.
Thank you.